they must create a slate before the election, agree on who should be president, presidential candidate rather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what they should do. And then I don't agree with the idea of allocating constituencies to this party and that other party and so on. Let the parties or the individuals compete at constituency level, but agree beforehand who is your presidential candidate. That's how you do it. Without doing that, I think all coalitions will be a flop, which they've been in the past. Then you can also go and agree who should be the vice president. You might even want to say who should be the minister of finance and so on and so forth.
So now, talking about the presidential candidate as things look right now, you see there are these five mm-hmm. parties. Who do you think can be presidential material there?
No one.
What do you mean?
And there's no one who can succeed as a presidential candidate among them. And as long as the other two big parties are not involved, those all the others are minor parties, in my view. Clearly so, and everyone knows so in Zimbabwe.
What do you mean about being a minor party?
They're minor parties. They're small parties.
Can you justify?
Small parties.
Can you justify that scientifically?
Scientifically, I mean, first of all, in terms of public opinion. Second, in terms of numbers. And thirdly, the possibility that the bigger parties, i.e. Morgan Tsvangirai and Juru, might form another coalition. So we are too far, in my view. The coalition talks must be broader and more inclusive. As long as the two big parties are left out, we have not arrived yet.
Don't you think that these parties can have some kind of division when they're looking for a presidential person?
Well, my understanding of the dynamics is that the smaller parties are moving too fast, okay? They're moving ahead of the big parties, and I think that is that's flawed at the outset. And they know it. We all know it. It could be that the big parties are being arrogant, that they think they have the upper hand, and I think that is the nature of politics in our country. So let's agree that a coalition must necessarily include everybody, must be all-inclusive, right? Anybody, including us who are not in political parties, must agree long before election who the candidate should be. And I would go further. I would say that the consultations towards the coalition must involve the need to effect a generational change in Zimbabwe to come 2018. We must agree, Joyce Mujuru, Morgan Tsvangirai must agree, Tima Makoni included, the Welshmen, they must agree that they've had their chance. They can no longer lead this country. It's time to bring younger people, and there are many, including those in the diaspora, 60% of you professionals there. Until that is done, we're playing, okay? So in my view, we're not anywhere near the coalition. We shouldn't be celebrating anything like that. It's a non-event, in my view.